Making a Difference in Our Community. This is Donna Lund. Donna, thanks for being an outstanding volunteer. So we'll go right into that first question, Donna. And the immediate volunteer association we have is your work over the past few years now with Harvest Bowl.
It started because I volunteer looking after Buy Local, Buy Fresh for Elgin County. And some of our farmers had excess crop, and it was difficult to find a place for it. It's not just six squash, it could have been a field of squash. So there's a chasm between what our excess is and what our need is, and how do we navigate that through liability of coming out into the field, or is it washed, or how do you store it because our food banks don't always have fridges. So that's how it all came about, and we learned about the dehydrating of the vegetables, which then we don't need to have refrigeration for it. So we learned about that process, and we thought, well, we'll just create soup mixes out of our excess vegetables that we can dehydrate.
Now, you've always been busy with ag-related issues and forums and things. Why did you feel, in this case with Harvest Bowl, it was important to give back to the community?
Well, there's a few things that come to mind here. And one is that it helps environmentally for the farmers if their fields are what we call bypassed. And that means if they can't take all the crop off for some reason, if the processor can't handle it at that time, what do they do with that? They don't like to see a crop not being used, so we can help environmentally with that. Because my past is, again, I'm an RN, so I know that there is a need for the proper nutrition and the whole idea of local food. So we can point to the soup bag and say, I know where all of that food came from. We've decreased the food miles. We're starting a new awareness of Harvest Bowl by saying, who's in your soup today? Because we can say the cabbages came from De Drew's, the carrots and the squash, they came from Howe's. We can, you know, the squash came from Carroll's, the sweet potatoes came from Winninger's. So we can say, we know who's in your soup today. And that's important to connect people to the local food that's in our own area. And we're able to help those in need with that.
Is there one accomplishment that you're most proud of?
I think it's the involvement with agriculture, right from the early 70s with women in agriculture. We weren't even counted in the census of agriculture at that time. There was only one line in the census of agriculture that said who was the farm operator. So it was always the man. And so we lobbied Ottawa, and for 4 years we worked with them. And in 83, we did change the census of agriculture to include more than one line for who are the farm operators. And suddenly, women could be counted. And we jumped from, I think, 4% to over 30% women operators in Canada. So it started from way back then, from the awareness of who's doing the farming, who's working in those decisions, and how do we connect with everybody in our community. So I think that's one accomplishment that I am very proud of.